Let's get started. Today we're diving into the 2026 film, Spider-Man, Brand New Day, and uncovering its top 7 key facts. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy Sharp. Here's what you need to know today, 7 facts about Spider-Man, Brand New Day. Spin your web of wisdom and swing into the scene with Spider-Man. Fact number 1. Spider-Man. Brand New Day is an American superhero film co-produced by Columbia Pictures, Marvel Studios, and Pascal Pictures, and distributed by Sony Pictures Releasing. This one's a must-know. It continues the MCU Spider-Man saga after No Way Home and keeps Peter Parker's story aligned with Phase 6. Here's the takeaway. Co-production means shared creative and logistical resources, while Sony handles the theatrical rollout. Test question. Which studios co-produced Spider-Man, Brand New Day? Correct answer? Columbia Pictures, Marvel Studios, and Pascal Pictures. Memory aid. Think CMP for Spider-Man's cinematic spree. Next up, fact number 2. Destin Daniel Cretton directs, with Chris McKenna and Eric Summers writing. Let's keep it simple. Cretton, known for Shang-Chi, brings a grounded, character-forward approach that fits a street-level Spider-Man, while McKenna and Summers return with continuity on tone, humor, and heart. The main idea is new director energy paired with veteran Spider-Man writers. Test question. Who directs Spider-Man, Brand New Day? Correct answer? Destin Daniel Cretton. Memory aid. Cretton directs with creativity, crafting character connections. Moving on, fact number 3. The film explores Peter Parker in a post-memory erasure world, focusing on street-level heroics in New York. After Doctor Strange's spell in No Way Home, the world forgets Peter Parker, giving the story a fresh, back-to-basics start. The tone shifts away from global crises and leans into neighborhood stakes, crime syndicates, and personal identity. Think of it this way. An anonymous Spider-Man means a clean narrative slate and richer inner conflict. Test question. What narrative shift defines Spider-Man? Brand New Day. Correct answer. It's set after the memory erasure and focuses on a street-level Spider-Man in New York. Memory aid. Memory gone. Spider-Man's a lone hero in New York. All right, let's continue. Fact number 4. Spider-Man's powers mutate, including the ability to shoot organic webs with visual changes like black eyes. This is key. The mutation adds tension and symbolically tracks Peter's internal transformation. It's also a visual pivot that nods to earlier Spider-Man eras while remaining MCU canon. Here's what you need to know. New abilities create new tactics and new risks. Test question. What new ability does Spider-Man gain in Brand New Day? Correct answer. He can shoot organic webs. Memory aid. Organic webs mean Peter's powers have new threads. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 5. Tom Holland had greater early creative input on the story and suit design than in prior Spider-Man films. The main idea is that more actor involvement equals a more authentic performance and a suit that's comfier, more flexible, and comics. Accurate in color and patterning. Here's the takeaway. Holland's voice helped shape the hero's journey and look from the ground up. Test question. Who had increased creative input on Spider-Man, Brand New Day? Correct answer. Tom Holland. Memory aid. Holland's hands help hone the hero's journey. On to the next one. Fact number 6. Zendaya returns as MJ, attending MIT with Ned, and Peter becomes her neighbor, which raises the emotional stakes. With the world forgetting Peter, everyday proximity plus new relationships create tension around identity, friendship, and love. Building off that idea, college life at MIT adds fresh settings and pressures, while Ned continues to grow on his own path. Test question. Where do MJ and Ned attend in Spider-Man, Brand New Day? Correct answer, MIT. Memory aid. MIT means more intense ties for Peter. Now let's move forward. Fact number 7. Jon Bernthal reprises Frank Castle, the Punisher, with moderated tonality to fit the film's rating. Here's what you need to know. His presence deepens the street-level fabric, contrasting Spider-Man's optimism with Castle's grim resolve while keeping things MCU appropriate for broad audiences. Think of it this way. Same Punisher intensity, calibrated for Spider-Man's corner of the universe. Test question. Which character does Jon Bernthal reprise in the film? Correct answer. The Punisher. Memory aid. Punisher plays politely, packing a punch. Quick recap time. Okay, let's refocus. Question 1. Which studios co-produced Spider-Man, Brand New Day? Correct answer. Columbia Pictures, Marvel Studios, and Pascal Pictures. Question 2. Who directs Spider-Man, Brand New Day? Correct answer. Destin Daniel Cretton. Question 3. What narrative shift defines Brand New Day? Correct answer. A post-memory erasure world with a street-level focus in New York. Question 4. What new ability does Spider-Man gain? Correct answer. Shooting organic webs. Question 5. Who had increased creative input on story and suit design? Correct answer. Tom Holland. Question 6. Where do MJ and Ned attend? Correct answer. MIT. Question 7. Which character does Jon Bernthal reprise? Correct answer. The Punisher. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Great work. Let's pick it up next time.